A new public art project is coming to Ouachita Parish. Herons on the Bayou will place 7-foot-tall heron sculptures at locations throughout the area. The herons will be painted by local artists and sponsored by local businesses. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Time now for the ULM Forum, an interview series that looks at the relationship between the University of Louisiana Monroe and Northeast Louisiana. Brooke Foy, Assistant Professor of Art, is one of the founders of the program and joins us in the studio to talk about it. Brooke, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this project, because it sounds like a great place in terms of creating a place in Northeast Louisiana through public art.
It absolutely is. Herons on the Bayou is the name of the project, and it is started through a creative placemaking grant. So we are trying to create an opportunity for our businesses to come together, an opportunity for our artists to come together, to create an altered visual landscape for all of Ouachita Parish, not just Monroe, not just West Monroe.
That's certainly something that's unique and significant to our area.
Absolutely. Our item that we are trying to create, as was mentioned, it's a public sculpture project. So we are creating giant 7-foot-tall fiberglass herons that we are working with businesses to sponsor. And at the exact same time, we are going to have artists contributing designs for what these guys will look like. So they will start out as replicas, identical replicas, and then they will be transformed into unique works of art.
So I'm looking forward to, I think it's brilliant for the concept of introducing sponsors to the concept of creating art and sponsoring art and that sort of
becoming patrons.
Becoming
for the
patrons,
art.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely. And that's really important for our community. I mean, really for any community. Artists want to feel like they're part of their community, and they need to know that, you know, businesses around are willing to support them. But at the exact same time, businesses want to be part of the community in the same sense. They want to be able to reach out and know who their artists are, know who their local businesses are. So we're really trying to create a good sense of unity in Ouachita Parish. And I say that, but we are reaching out towards the edges of Union Parish as well and some of our surrounding cities.
So they'll be open to the project too.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is actually a project of ULM, but it's being helped by a couple of different grants: the Convention
Correct.
And Visitors Bureau,
and the Delta Regional Authority. We have two major grants that we wrote. It started out with the Delta Regional Authority. We wrote it through a creative placemaking grant to bring this giant 3-year project here. And then from there, when we got it, we were like, "Sweet, let's go, let's do it."
So if I'm a business leader right now listening and want to get involved, what's the
Correct.
Price tag, and how do I do that?
We have, because of the grants, we've been able to reduce the cost and make it effective, efficient for everybody. Small business, larger corporations, $2,500 will get you a giant 7-foot-tall heron that is turned into a work of art. But at the same time, you also get these mini herons that are really wonderful.
And you have a couple of deadlines coming up, both for sponsors and for artists to be submitting ideas for how to do these.
We do. Our sponsorship deadline is December the 7th. That is a hard deadline. We need all of our sponsors so we can order our herons. At the exact same time, the artists have until November 30th to submit as many designs as they would like.
So if I want more information, how do I get it?
Go to heronsonthebayou.com. All of the information about the project is on that website.
Wonderful. Brooke Foy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Find out more about the relationship between Northeast Louisiana and the University of Louisiana Monroe at KEDM.org. Go to Programs and click on ULM Forum.